हालेलुया 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 स्कूल ऑफ नर्सिंग हालेलुया I don't know why some of you look so burdened, but I believe if there are many people that are married here, they are not enough. And peradventure, even if you are married here, there are not so many of you that have children at home that you have to worry about. An average of you here worried about yourself, and I believe that that worry is not enough for you not to be able to be alive in the presence of God. There are a few things that actually make men to be troubled in life. Anytime you see somebody worried, it's either a boy or a girl made him worried. Another time it's simply because there is no money in his pocket. And for students, it's common if they have an exam tomorrow. Another time it's peradventure because their academic GP doesn't reflect that which they expected. I don't know about you, but while I was in school, I'm still in school. There are times when I fasted and prayed and yet my GP keep going down. And the time came, I gave up. While others were studying, I was doing other things. But nevertheless, God is always a rewarder. Anytime you discover that you still pray and you study and yet things go bad, don't be too quick to take it upon God. First of all, ask yourself, what are you not doing? Because a lot of times it's not what you are doing that matters, but what you are not doing. Because it will amaze you that the things you are doing may not even have any relevance at all. Do you know that God will actually want to give you an expo to the exam of tomorrow, but you are reading this night when he's telling you to go and sleep? The vision will never come until you have slept. Then suddenly there will be a download. You begin to see all the questions that were supposed to be deliberated tomorrow. But here you are doing TDB and your brain has... Oh my God. I study one night until I began to run mad. So I shouted. While I shouted, they looked at me. I said, no, I was just trying to be normal because my mind was going where I didn't plan. There is a spiritual realm attached to anything you do. When you study so much, you collide with a realm of wisdom you don't even prepare for. You don't need to meet the reality of what you are studying. You won't like it. Every reality of thing that can give you life is what you should encounter. I study biology to a point that when I look at people, I begin to look at the life in keeping to their biological expression. I study physics to a point that when I look at anything, I will see the physics behind it. I discover my own was spiritual. While I slept, instead of me to have dreams and vision of seeing angels, I was seeing the pathway in keeping to physics. I know something was wrong. Have you slept and you begin to see atom and molecule? You have loose alignment. Something has become your God. The same way many of you have hurt so daily to a boyfriend. You may never see Jesus in your dream. Every day your boyfriend is driving with you in a car he does not have. You don't understand how this thing works. You may join into a reality of what he didn't plan for. That is why anytime you are doing an escapade in the flesh, balance it with something spiritual. If not, you may not last long. After you are done from this academic expertise, you will discover that there are many people that die after they are done. They had a very good certificate like you, but it couldn't save them. Add up something. Don't just be a foolish virgin. Add up extra oil. You can be an academic guru, and yet you can carry Jesus. Don't just have first class. No. Have first class and also have Jesus. The only way you survive in this kingdom is to learn the ways of the Lord. Everything will fail you one day. It will. It's just a matter of time. That guy may leave you. That husband may not be good every day. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. You have held dearly to the wrong parameters. Your life may look archaic. So I come to reveal unto you the love of Jesus. All of us are students. But don't worry. Tomorrow we face that. But this night, let's touch the bounties of realities. The president said something very important while he began to speak from Ephesians 1. I felt as though it should just continue. Anytime I read that scripture, I feel burdened. Because it let me understand how much more I need to actualize more of God. that God has blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. One of the things I know about Christ is that you can never exhaust all there is in Christ Jesus. It's a lie. It's a lie. The best among us is still joining. In this kingdom, when you think you have known all, you are beginning to backslide. If you can pray for 2 hours, another can do five. If you can do five, another can do seven. If you can do seven, another can do 10. If you can do 10, another can do 20. If you can do 20, another can do 30. If you can do 30, another can do 40. If you can do 40, another can do 50. The thing does not have end. The end is how much more you are weak. I get what I'm saying. If you think you are the most beautiful, another will be born. Heroes don't remain forever. Others are born. When you look at your grandmother, the way she is, you will soon become like that. So you won't reign forever. So be humble. Is that okay now? Everything there is to you will fail. The legacy you leave matters. That is why we don't give air to mundane things for so long. I welcome you again to this time. I trust God that this night we are going to learn a lot from the Lord. And also we are going to journey to make contact to spiritual realities. You were playing that strings very well before. I don't know, you don't like me at all. Who is the person in the keyboard? I mean, while the worship song was going on, it was so amazing. You look as though you are welcoming the Messiah, as if Jesus will come today. So I was trying to hold my chair in case if rapture will come, so that I can go together with my brother. But while I mount the podium, you were just playing what I don't understand. Switch it to strings and move in that same pattern. President, can you help me appreciate your president? I'm meeting for the first time, but he told me we have met before. Thank you so much, Pastor Emmanuel. He's a nice man. You know, the truth is this. One thing about leadership is, even if you are selling ice cream, not everybody will like you. So we still prefer to eat bitter leaf. When you now begin to sell bitter leaf, others will insult you. So even if they don't like you, you are a good man. You have a good man. There are not too many good people upon the face of the earth. Ask yourself, are you one? Many of you are looking for a good husband, but you are not a good wife. Many of you are looking for good friends, but you are not one. Somehow you attract your own kind. If you look around your life and discover everybody is a crook, please check yourself again. You are one. That's how it works. So he is a good man. And also help me appreciate your VP, Ruth, right? Mama. Where is Mama? Please help me appreciate your VP. You don't know the burden of leadership. You receive insult from every side. You need to know how people insult us on social media and everywhere. Some of you will even insult me that I wear jeans. You see, that's the problem. Leaders receive insults from everywhere. But we don't care. We advance, nevertheless. It takes a lot for you to be able to create a torrent for others to criticize. Cheap people are not criticized. It's men that make impact. For you to even be able to sit down and begin to talk against somebody, you have work. When others are serious, making impact, you are the one talking against. It's a waste of time. I remember them when we used to be on campus, when the result is out, I don't check my own. Do you know who I go to check? I check who is the first and who is the last. Oh my God. I appreciate God for who is the first. And we laugh at who is the last. And the funny part is that we don't fall in between the first 10. But we are the ones that talk against them. God will have to help us. That's why there has to be judgment. Because if God did not judge us, it's not balanced at all. Please, help me also appreciate other excuses of the Fellowship of Christian Nurses. I think I only know a few. Inquosis and Esco, Grace. Who again? You, right? What's the name? My friend that led prayer. Where's my friend that led prayer? He has run away. Okay, okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. That guy is in the spirit. I don't know why I love people that pray. Somehow I read, is it Gary Chapman? Was it Gary Chapman that wrote a book, Five Love Languages? You know, while I took that book, I read it, I discovered my love language is not there. My love language is prayer. Anyone that pray, I love the person naturally. In fact, I can even dash you money without even knowing. I'm trusting God in the future to begin to pay people that can pray. It will be a career. I will open a university that will teach prayer, and you will be rewarded. You know, in abroad, anything, you can be awarded degree in anything. You can come today and say you want degree in dancing, they will give you. Our schools don't have those kind of degrees. It is possible for us to create a career out of prayer. And men can be rewarded. Many years ago, you never know that you can talk and people will laugh and comedians will have money. I watched a comedian and I was so amazed. He was just making people to laugh and people were coming to drop money. I said, that's what prophet. That is a realm for prophet. How many ministers, as they speak, people come to drop money, but I saw a comedian make people laugh and people came and they were dropping money. And today, somebody can be a comedian and have a successful business doing that. Anything can become a business. I know you want to be a nurse. I know you want to be a midwife. That's good. But it will amaze you that there are other ways that people survive in life. After we have celebrated them, can you also please help me appreciate my brothers? I didn't come alone. No man has ever succeeded alone. If you are alone, I need to remind you, the Bible says it's not good for a man to be alone. I know where your mind is going to, but you are not aligned. Being single is not a sin. Please, living as much as you can. Many of you have been taught that being single is a sin. That is why you have doubled into 5 relationships in 2 months. And today your soul is disenfranchised. You don't know where half of the soul is. You don't know where half of the heart is. You can be single and the Lord will be glorified. Is that okay? So it's not good for you to be alone. We didn't say you should be alone, but we say you can be single. So I'm single, but I'm not alone. I have with me my able friend and brother, Apostle Righteous. He came with me. I also have Apostle Esla with me. Emmanuel came with me. Simon came with me. Jennifer Mendes. And all of you are together with me. So thank you so much for not allowing me to be alone. Having said that, can we advance? This is a night vigil. I hope you are prepared to pray. Prayer is one of the lost art culture in the body of Christ that we are trying to restore. And the reason why we are trying as much as possible to restore the culture of prayer is because there are not too many secrets in keeping to Christianity. And it will amaze you that there are not too many keys in Christianity. All the keys that Christ Jesus gave were summoned in 2 things. Number one, the theme of your conference, which is the expression of the kingdom. How that everything that Jesus Christ came upon the face of the earth to do was to teach a kingdom. He advertised a kingdom to as many that are willing enough to be part of the kingdom. And after the advertisement of the kingdom, he realized that the kingdom being advertised may not actually find expression upon the face of the earth, because the whole earth lies in the hands of wicked men. And the wickedness of men will have the strength to be able to render the kingdom of God impotent. So God expressed a dexterity of power. And the dexterity of the power of God find expression upon the lives of people that can be able to contain it. And somehow, among the entirety of the arm of God, we saw the arm of wisdom find expression. So by the wisdom of the intelligence of the Godhead, he was able to exercise the authority to create mankind. And mankind became one of the sophisticated infrastructure of God. That how it was impossible for a man to be able to create a personality like himself. Many of you are nurses, many of you are midwives. You study the anatomy and the physiology of a human being. These are not things that a human being can create. No, this is greater than the intelligence of a man. There was a wisdom of divinity at working to ensure that the code of your eyes can see, that your ears can hear, that your digestive system can work, that your respiratory system can work. No man can understand that intelligence. Everything we are studying today is because God gave us a brain. If God take away our brain, we can't study anything. That brain that you are trying to use to understand neurology, to understand physiology, understand anatomy, was given to you by God. Itself was created. That was the wisdom of God. It's one of the outstretched arm of God. But the intelligence that God gave mankind became the demise of man. Because man became wiser than God. And man began to devise all kinds of way to cheat God. Others begin to see God as nothing. So many people call themselves atheists. They say they are no longer believers, that God does not exist. Others wake up one day and they begin to believe that their life can advance on their own accord. Man was never designed to rule himself. Man was never designed to think of his own self. No. You are like a calculative device that God created with a manual that you ought to be regulated. And that is why anytime you do not align to God, then you are going to be in disarray with God, and the entirety of creation will be against you. Look at the life of people that do not submit to God. The devil will come after them. And the devil is always a lawbreaker. When the devil becomes your partner, you always become a lawbreaker. And every lawbreaker is punishable to death. Every law that God established in life, according to the wisdom of God, no lawbreaker will ever survive it. That is why when you go against the law of gravity, you pay for it. Anytime you decide, you say you will not breathe, you are going to die. It doesn't matter how babalawo you are. It does not matter the level of power you have. No man that liveth today that does not survive by the supply of the breath of God. Those are the wisdom and the intelligence of God. You don't even know how oxygen is made available. You don't even know how it enters into your nostrils. You don't know. It's the wisdom of God. This wisdom of God was seen in creation. How God created, that via the agency of the spoken word of God, many things come into life. But it was the intention of God for God to transfer the same dexterity of authority unto mankind. If it remained with God, it's a waste of time. If it come to mankind, it became an advantage. Because the intention was to make man after his own image, after his own likeness, that man can represent him, so that God can be upon the face of the earth, even though he's in the heavens, but finding expression via man. It was still by the wisdom of God that we saw the kingdom of God was revealed. It was by that intelligence that by one man obedience, forgiveness can come upon the face of the earth. It was still by that intelligence that although Adam rebelled against the system of God, against the wisdom of God that God set in place after his creation, he gave him a divine order for him to keep on to that. When he betrayed that divine order and somehow aligned to the devil by treachery, he became somehow an enemy of the kingdom of God. Being an enemy of the kingdom of God, he was ostracized, but for a season. But still, by the wisdom of God, God devised a redemption plan so that mankind can return back to it in the place, so that mankind can partake of what he called the blessings of the Father. But mind you, the kingdom itself need to find expression through man, but it has to be initiated from God. What man lost in the garden was the exercising of the dominion of the kingdom. In the very garden of Eden, there was the kingdom of God. It was a sphere of influence of God, where there was a king that came to dwell with his subject. But immediately man lost that dominion, that was taken away. So when Jesus Christ came upon the face of the earth, he came as a full representative of a man. That Adam was a sufficient seed of God, but he refused to bear fruit in the kingdom. So Jesus Christ came as a seed and as a food that can bear. So what he did was to ensure that you and I can be able to partake of the reality of the kingdom. Fear what? Repentance. So he said you have to repent. Why? Because by divine nature, somehow all of us have betrayed God. Since Adam has betrayed God. As progenitors of Adam, as he has betrayed God, so also we have betrayed God. But even the wisdom of the kingdom, in expression through Jesus Christ, to ensure that you and I was redeemed, we still be a mirage without another system. So Jesus Christ introduced the system of prayer. The system of prayer became that infrastructure that the second arm of God can be revealed, which is the arm of power. How that is not just good enough to speak for the thing and it come to pass, but you must ensure that whatsoever you speak forth does not fall to the ground. So we saw that God does not only speak. As he spoke, everything he said became. He decreed it and is established. How? By the power of the Lord. So we saw power in view in creation. How that although God spoke, but power ensured that all his speaking was preserved. So it was the desire of God that mankind also be a partaker of his power. Not just only his wisdom. So we have a lot of believers today carrying the wisdom of God. That is good, but you need the dimension of the power of God. Because the devil will not always be clapping for you. Sometimes the devil will come to contend with you. It will amaze you. You may read everything you know. You may fast. You may do everything. Yet you'll be failing in school. Sometimes it's not because God is against you. It's because some power is against you. One of the things I've known for a long time is that the kingdom of darkness will not always be clapping for you as you advance. They will come against you. And when they come against you, your good English may never do anything. Many of you are liked by the devil. You don't just know. The devil has a plan for you as much as God has a plan for you. That is why a lot of time we wake up without even knowing the way we live our lives. Why? It was the plan of the devil. There's a power in keeping to creation that go against the dictate of God. I assure you. And that was why Jesus Christ came and gave them power, that they may be able to exercise authority against every vice of darkness. So power became the greatest entity upon the face of the earth to subdue darkness. Because darkness will never bow. Darkness is forced to bow. The darkness in your life, in your family, will never bow. So somebody or the devil himself can wake up and say, no one will rise in your family. For you to rise, you must rise by power. Everyone that has become relevant today, in kingdom, in business, in anything, rose by the agency of power. This is still main the reason why people go to consult Babalawo every day. This still remains the reason why your father is still beating your mother. This still be the reason why your house is not in order. This still be the reason why many things don't go according to plan. Both of you invested 500,000. Your friend started a business. You started the same thing. Your friend prosper, you fail. A power is against you. Don't be speaking English. Darkness will always come against a man that does not pray. So the Bible says we should seek ye first the kingdom of God. But the kingdom of God constitute the wisdom of God and constitute the power of God. All of them a believer must have. If not, you become a casualty in your village. When the demand for sacrifice in your village, you will be available. A lady called me and tell me how much more she has a husband in the spirit. I said, did you marry him? Who collected the bride price? Say, no, he come to me at night all the time. And we have sex. In fact, we have children in the spirit. I said, well, where did they do the naming ceremony? Who was present at your wedding ceremony? That husband is illegal. But when he comes, I cannot resist him. He just slept with me. What is going on in your life is an operation of power. And no matter how the lady say no, it's not possible. How many of you have had encounters at night a spirit come to force themselves on you, you may say no and no and no. Your no doesn't make sense. The only thing that will make sense is for you to grow spiritually. When you grow, when the spirit come, a dagger will appear in your hand, a sword will appear, something will be enough answer to that spirit, and you will find yourself fighting. Now put out the protocol of prayer, because I know the only way is not now, is not knowledge. Now knowledge is good, but when power is against your life, you don't need some knowledge. What you need is something level of power. I say wake up by 12 and begin to pray for just 2 hours, 12 to 2, 12 to 2 every day. Shall be the spirit to come by 1 o'clock, give it 1 hour before the time and 1 hour extra. Let the spirit come and meet you praying. Let me see. When the spirit came, the man stood. I said, you, I know you will stop this praying very soon. When you stop, I will continue. I not told that, don't stop praying. Tell the spirit you are not willing to stop praying, because as long as you stop praying, he will come again. Many people, the testimony of their life was that when they began praying, they were victorious. When they stopped praying, they became victims of the devil. The kingdom of God is exercised by power. The kingdom of God is exercised by wisdom. So when we say thy kingdom come, we are actually saying that we want the Lord to war on behalf of us against the system of darkness. One of the greatest danger and deception that we have come upon in the body of Christ is to neglect the process that brought us thus far and focus so much on the result. Many people are so much interested in the spotlight and the result, and they forget about the process. So an average believer right now admire every level of glory he sees. You forget to realize that every level of glory comes from a lot of pain. It's easier for you to see a nice hair upon a lady and admire it, but she tell you maybe she has stayed in the salon for like 4 hours, you will think it's a waste of time. And if she tell you that that hair costs like 10,000 or 5,000, you now say, ha, you are not wise. But that was what you admire. What I needed to know is that if truly you want to know the Lord, it's going to cost you a lot. If you truly want to join him, it's going to cost you a lot. Prayer is supposed to be one of the basic prerequisite requirements for you to be able to advance in this kingdom. And everyone that can be enlisted into this army have to follow the same process. If prayer was what brings you this far, prayer will have to take you thus far. I know a lot of people are so much interested in sharing a lot of rhema. That is good. But any rhema, any revelation that does not bring you to the place of prayer is a waste of time. It will never profit you. Many of us have known too many things in our head, and these things that we have known have become too bogus upon our head, that has made us become so proud and arrogant. That is why we need a lot of prayer for us to be able to be humble. Either ways, if we don't abide by that, we are going to dry up. I realize that the same way that God encountered us, in the same way he's going to encounter our generation. And if God must encounter our generation, he has to walk through us to reveal himself to our generation.